Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Asia. How may I help you?
Yes, I'm calling. I just received my city visa bill, and I called them up because I don't recognize this charge. And this is the number they said was on there.
Okay, can I have your zip code, please, to help you out?
94523. Address is 100 Jenny, Jenny Drive, Pleasant Hill, California, 94523.
Can I have your name, please, ma'am?
Could you have what?
Your name.
Maureen Bartlett. B-A-R-T-L-E-T-T.
Okay, and may I have you verify that address?
100 Jenny, J-E-N-N-I-E Drive, Pleasant Hill, California, 94523.
Okay, hold for just a moment. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, so by looking at your account, it looks like you entered our contest to win a Dyson vacuum, and you was enrolled into our meal planner app, and we're giving customers a $20 rate to stay, and the meal planner app helps boost your
energy. No. I have it written down right here. Costco Dyson vacuum. This was on March 25th. I have the phone number, and it says shipping only, and that's $8. I wasn't to pay for anything. Did you understand that?
Ma'am, I'm waiting on you to finish so I can help you.
Excuse me?
I'm waiting on you to finish so I can help you out.
I certainly don't understand you. I don't know what these charges are, but I don't owe anything except the $6 or the $8 for shipping. And I haven't received anything anyway. Hello?
Yes, ma'am. I'm waiting on you to finish so I can help you. Okay, so as I was just explaining to you, it's a meal planner app. It helps boost your energy and cut back sugar and carb cravings. And
I'm so sorry. I'm very old and I'm very hard of hearing, but I'm not stupid. So I can't understand you. Please, I was just on the phone with the bank, and I have to call them back. So can you please clarify what you just said? Hello?
You was enrolled into a meal planner app. We're giving customers a $20 rate to stay. The meal planner app helps boost your energy and cut back sugar and carb cravings.
I wasn't enrolled in crap. I wasn't enrolled in anything. This is a scam. I went through Costco, and this charge needs to be reversed. I read it very carefully, and you can choose whichever gift you want for being a Costco member, and I picked that, and it was only this is a scam. I wasn't enrolled in anything. So these charges need to be reversed. I already got charged $145 from another company saying I was in a gift, and I had to go through the bank and change my credit card, and now this. Are you still there?
Yes, ma'am. I'm waiting on you to finish so I can help you out.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
We're giving customers a $20 rate to stay. Would you like to stay with us?
I don't want anything. I just want this removed. This is terrible. It's a terrible thing to do to people. I know it's not you. Please don't take it personally.
Hold for just a moment while I get your account canceled. Thank you.
Excuse me?
Hold for a moment while I get your account canceled.
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, I have your cancellation number available for you. Let me know when you're ready to write down.
Yes, go ahead.
920.
920.
489.
489.
546.
546. Cancellation number. Okay, so then this, so I spoke to customer service at my Citibank. So what do? I'll just call them and give them this confirmation number?
That's cancellation your cancellation number. And you were charged?
Excuse me, dear?
You were charged $59.89. What we can do to help you out, we can provide you with a $55 refund. It is a $5 non-refundable fee, so you will get back in your account $54.89.
The account that was charged $89?
You will get back in your account $54.89.
$54.89.
Would you like for me to do that for you, ma'am?
Yes, but why am I not getting back the 59?
Because this is considered a valid charge.
Well, it's not a valid charge because I didn't join anything. I was only supposed to be charged $8 for shipping, so I'm not getting the Tyson vacuum cleaner, and I'm still being charged an extra $4 for nothing. Like I said, I know it's not you. I'm not upset with you. I'm writing everything down. I just want to make sure I give them the right information.
So you will get your full refund back in your account mail within 3 to 5 business days. Is there anything else I can help you with?
So you're refunding $54.89?
Yes, ma'am.
You're not in. I don't have an account. That's what I don't understand. You said my account. So is this gonna go? This will go back on my Visa account. My Visa.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so I'm gonna call them now and give them the cancellation number and tell them that I'm not being refunded the whole amount. And for some reason, I don't know what this is all about. I guess I have to call Costco. When will this be done? Can you tell me that?
You will get your full refund back in your account within 3 to 5 business days.
Oh, full refund. Okay, I got it. Within 3 to 5 days. Okay, well, I thank you so much for your patience. So you have been very patient with me. Thank you very much, dear. Is there any kind of a confirmation number I get? Or, oh, no, you gave me the cancellation number. Okay. And what was I enrolled in? What is it called?
It was enrolled into a meal planner app.
A zero planner?
Meal, M-E-A-L.
Gail? No.
Meal.
What's that again?
M-E-A-L.
Oh, L-E-A-L, and L-E-A-L, a planner, would you say after that?
Meal planner.
Planner. Oh, my God. I had no idea what this was. Okay. And that's an app or just an account?
It's an app that you have to download on your phone, ma'am.
I don't even have any apps on my phone. Isn't this something? Okay. Well, I'm learning. Okay. Thank you very much.
Okay. Is there anything else I can help you with?
No, but this will go back on my Visa, right? On my Visa account?
Yes, ma'am. That's correct.
Yes. That's it. Okay. I'm getting smarter every day with these phones. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling us. Have a great day.
Yes, dear. Thank you. Bye-bye.